Have day today on the program, and with us right now, he is the coach of the RMAC regular season champion CMU men's lacrosse team. Vince Smith joins us. Vince, I appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
First off, congratulations on claiming the regular season title, the win against Westminster 16-7. You nailed down the conference championship, and you've won four RMAC regular season titles in five chances, six titles overall. I mean, it's once again another testament to how good the program is at CMU with your men's lacrosse team.
Thank you. You know, we're working really hard to try to keep that, the program moving in the right direction and just continue to keep that momentum that we've had building over the past few years moving forward this season and into next year.
Well, certainly Jed Brummett had a big game against Westminster to claim the regular season title. He had five goals in that game to lead your team. Just an outstanding effort by him.
Yeah, he was able to find some soft spots in the zone. Westminster switches back and forth between a man-to-man and a zone defense, and Jed's got a really high level of lacrosse IQ and was able to find some pockets in the zone, and we had some feeders get him the ball. And I think all of those goals that he had, all five of them, were assisted goals, so that's always a good thing in the sport of lacrosse.
Vince Smith, the coach of the CMU men's lacrosse team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And then your goalie, Nolan Hoffman, eight saves. He improves to 6-0. He also had a game-high six ground balls. Forced a couple of turnovers, too. So Nolan Hoffman on the defensive end giving you a solid effort.
He did. He did a really nice job. You know, Nolan really has stepped up and came into his own the past few weeks, really growing in between the pipes for us. And as a sophomore, we're excited to have him back and see kind of where the future goes with him in the years to come, as well as finishing out this year strong.
Vince Smith, coach of the CMU men's lacrosse team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. We should acknowledge Nolan Hoffman, the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week, and Sergio Paleo, who had also a very good game against Westminster to claim the RMAC regular season title. Both those guys, Vince, bring home the weekly award.
Yeah, they did a really nice job. You know, again, on the defensive end, Nolan just standing strong between the pipes and making those saves and creating some turnovers in our 10-man aggressive ride. And then Sergio, had two goals and five assists. Three of those went to Jed Brummett, and who we'd spoken of earlier. Sergio, as a freshman, is an extremely fast player that has great vision. And, again, just excited to see where his career takes him over the next few years as well.
Maverick men's lacrosse coach Vince Smith with us today on the Team Sports Network. By winning the regular season title, Vince, your team will host the RMAC tournament over at Maverick Field. Your team right now 18th ranked in the nation at 8-1, 5-0 in the RMAC, and you get four-seeded Adams State. They're winless on the season. You'll play them for the third time, semifinal 3 o'clock Friday over at Maverick Field. So obviously a team that you know well and a team that you've had great success against in the Grizzlies.
Sure. You know, we played them, this past Friday or two Fridays ago or Sundays ago now, and the guys did a really nice job playing hard in that game. But the first time around, we kind of were slow getting off the bus and didn't really play that great. So two wins against them this year, but you can always throw it out the window in the tournament. Best team's going to win. The team who decides to come to play the hardest and the longest is going to be the winner that day. So we're hopeful that ends up being us, obviously, on Friday.
And hopefully you'll be playing in the championship match 2 o'clock Saturday at Maverick Field. The other semifinal is Westminster. They're the 2-seed against CSU Pueblo, the 3-seed. And Westminster, the team, of course, you beat to claim the regular season title. It's a Westminster team that has also, certainly recently, has captured the 2019 RMAC tournament. Beat your team 9-8 in double overtime. It was a great match between you and the Griffins. But Westminster is there on that other side of the bracket to potentially face them on Saturday.
Sure. You know, I think that they've got a contest in front of them against Pueblo that, coming into it, looking at records, they defeated them earlier in the season. Westminster should probably get through to Saturday. But, again, best team's going to win the game and be there on Saturday, and hopefully that's us and whoever that ends up being. But, yeah, Westminster has a chance to be there. They've continued to improve, and something that we're talking about as a team is we can't look at the scores of our previous games and think that those are going to be an indication of how this upcoming weekend's going to go. We've got to come to work, and we've got to come to earn a championship, because as you alluded to, 2 years ago in 2019, we left it over there in Salt Lake City, and we'd really like to bring it back home here to Grand Junction.
There are tickets available, limited number of tickets available for the matches on Friday. And you can go to cmumavericks.com/tickets to get your tickets for the RMAC Men's Lacrosse Tournament over at Maverick Field. I do want to ask you this very quickly. I know you've got a call coming up. We wanted to be able to get you to that call with the NCAA. But it's your fourth conference title in the last 5 years. What has been the key in this program, Vince, of being able to be that good, that competitive in lacrosse, which is still, you know, the program for both the men and the women in lacrosse has not, neither one have been around that long in terms of having a deep history. What's been the key to your success with this program?
I think it's been trying to surround ourselves with good people. Obviously, I think that here at Colorado Mesa University, our administration and our president, do a fantastic job of making sure that we are competitive, having great facilities, affordable school, great academic programs as well. But then the other people, you know, having good assistant coaches, having good strength conditioning coaches, having good players and parents. I think those have all been a major part of the components that have led to our success, is that real kind of communal feel and family feel that we've made our program. And when everyone comes to work hard and you're working with good people, it makes it that much easier to do those things.